A Māori technology ethicist says the government is allowing tech companies to use Māori as guinea pigs for facial recognition technology. A Māori reference group at the Ministry of Social Development says this is okay because the identity check technology will gradually improve. But Dr. Karaitiana Tauru disagrees and says the members of the group should front up and justify their thinking. Dr. Tauru is with us now. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Yes, this is an interesting sort of intersection of new technology and government departments. You're concerned here that this isn't, you just don't believe this is good enough, effectively.
Effectively, it's not good enough at all. From my opinion, the former social welfare back in the 1960s, 1970s implemented some major technology or some major changes in the Hun report, and we've had intergenerational trauma that the whole country's paying for right now. Well, now we have facial recognition technology being rolled out again without consultation with Māori, despite the fact that there's mountains of international research and case studies that show that these systems are racist and will cause issues for any people of colour and for Pacifica and Māori people who have light brown to dark brown skin. Mm.
The ministry will say these aren't mandatory, but you would argue what, that there's an issue of trust here?
Yes, most definitely. So from what I'm reading and looking at, it looks like we have, as Māori, Māori beneficiaries will be used as the guinea pigs to train an international system to recognise Māori and Pacifica faces. And it almost feels like just because they're beneficiaries, they're being treated differently than non-beneficiaries. And we've seen the New Zealand police engaged experts when they considered facial recognition technology, and they decided not to use that facial recognition technology.
Let's just come back to what this is used for, to help people here. I mean, as I say, it's not mandatory, but this is a system that effectively will allow people to get entitlements to benefits and other financial assistance from the state without having to go into a building. They can do it using a biometric photo that is tracked in real time, verified. In the end, that would be a real benefit, won't it? A real help to people and their lives.
Yes, if it works, yes. And if we know where that data is being stored, yes. The issue is that the technology is not likely going to recognise Māori, Pacifica, people of colour's faces. And the MSD have made the statement that a person can try five times, then they have to wait 72 hours. So if there's if people are having to wait 72 hours, if they can't get their phone calls answered, there's a number of issues here. There's also other issues that the system could falsely identify one person as perhaps being another person or being in a relationship with someone when they're not. There's a number of social issues that could occur here. Mm.
So just finally on this, what should be done here? Should they just delay the entire project until the technology is good enough? Or how would you approach it here?
Sure. So I would, if I was in charge, I'd be engaging heavily with the Privacy Commissioner. I'd be engaging with Māori communities, making sure that Māori communities are actually aware of the discrimination and racism facial recognition technology causes around the world, and look for solutions on how to make that system work in New Zealand in a way that benefits everybody.
Kia ora, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Dr. Karaitiana Tauru, who is just commenting on that issue around the Māori reference group at the Ministry of Social Development, which is pushing on with that biometric technology, despite it having issues recognising some Māori.